And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Senator Phil Berger recently repeated a key talking point of supporters of HB 2, the sweeping anti-LGBT law that's prompting opposition across the country. Berger pointed out the non-discrimination standard in HB 2 is as strong, if not stronger, than federal protections. But what Berger didn't mention is that unlike the federal non-discrimination law, which includes sex in the list of protected categories, HB 2 says people can't be discriminated against based on their biological sex. That's a vital difference. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has interpreted the inclusion of sex as a protected class in federal law to provide protections based on sexual orientation and gender identity. The addition of biological sex in HB 2 takes away that possibility in state law. In other words, Berger and Governor McCrory wanted to make sure that LGBT people are not protected from discrimination in North Carolina. Berger and McCrory apparently support allowing businesses to fire or deny services to people simply because they are gay. Surely North Carolina in 2016 is better than that. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.